I'm laughing at this one because the headlines is 50 Shades freed flirting with 100 million offshore. Bo, trilogy tops 1 billion worldwide. Wow. Well, I think it's safe to say that I could speak for a lot of men saying that we don't even know this phenomenon is that crazy, okay? We don't know anything about fucking this being such an epic thing for women. I guess this is like my version. This is like a woman's version of Star Wars or the DC Comics, maybe. I don't know, because this is something that I thought 50 Shades was one book, okay? And this is the third movie that's coming out. I wasn't aware of it, and I'm sure a lot of the men are not. We don't really follow these things, okay? We're not into that's, but we're not into this whole world. I guess I'm just speaking for me and the guys. Maybe, who knows? Maybe some guys I know are into beating the shit out of women and tying them up. And that's the, man, how do I even discuss this? Because what this lets me know is that a good portion of women out there really love this shit. Like, they love S&M. They love having a man just take over and them being submissive. So it's a weird message because, right, in this day and era, at this day and age, we have people that are looking for equality, right? I mean, the feminist movement, Me Too. But then at the same time, you having shit like this that is topping the box office. And this is the third movie pertaining to basically women that are being subservient to men in a sexual fashion. And they do and say as the man orders. I mean, that's my understanding from that world of submission and dominance. You know, you have roles that are played. And, okay, this is very interesting because how can, I guess the debate is, how can a woman cry about equality and then they're having these movies that obviously are being flooded by women? I mean, because I know men are not running out to see this movie. We're not out there trying to go see how to go ahead and choke a bitch and put her in leather and whip her, okay? Like, that. Listen, nothing wrong with it. Heck, I may even try with the right person. I haven't met anybody like that. So, but look, that is, it speaks to the mindset that's being suppressed of women. And I always think about this. I feel that with women, okay, there is a suppression of sexuality that goes on because if they are very sexual or they talk about sex, they automatically become a whore. If they love dick a little bit too much and everyone knows about it, it's a very negative connotation. Whereas a guy, I can go fuck left and right and be like, you know, I'm the man. I'm King Kong, right? I'm a pimp, whatever you want to call it. It's a very positive connotation to me having the conquest. But for a woman, she has to suppress those feelings, especially if she is very sexual and wants to explore sexuality. And I know that in the concept of relationships, I've talked to many women that their men are not open-minded at all with things going on in bed and people wanting to do more or exploring things. I've talked to women that just say, man, my man would never even allow this discussion to happen. Or my man doesn't even think that way. Like, it's just very alpha traits. And I think a movie like this, 50 Shades, speaks to the level of women that have to suppress that type of urge, that type of exploration. So that's a fucking red light to you guys in a relationship that are with women and are running out to see these movies. It's like, hey, your woman probably wants to have an open discussion about this. I know it doesn't turn you on, but at least you have to fucking address it. This is a huge red flag. To me, if I'm in a relationship and the woman wants to see 50 Shades, oh, I love that shit. I read all the books. I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about it. What is it that you like about it? Do you have any type of desires? Do you have any type of dreams or you know, fantasies to talk about these things? Because obviously, this shit, it's on and popping. This shit, I'm beyond flabbergasted to know that, wow, this is, and this is secretive because, of course, a girl is just going to say, oh, I'm just going to see a movie. I love its romance and sex. But in reality, all of those women are like feeling that urge, man. They want that man to take that alpha level to the next step, but they can't open up. So that lets me know that there's a lot of relationships out there and a lot of women that are not being satisfied fully. But then again, it's a flip of a coin, right? Because, yeah, you're not being satisfied, but are you satisfying your man as well, right? And what if a man wants to do threesomes? Why do they go to a movie where it's a swinger life or they have a threesome? They have a guy's married and they have a wife, right? And they have a girlfriend and everyone's in on it and they have fun. I mean, is that something that as a woman you're going to accept? You know, like, so those are things that I feel that with men and women, there's an issue with sexuality because no one wants to address it. They don't want to address the big elephant in the room. They just want to continue in this monogamous, vanilla type of interaction because that's the narrative that you need to have when you're happily ever after. And I always talk about this with people, and I have, where it's okay if you're a mom to two kids and you're a wife or you're a husband to kids. Like, that doesn't mean that you can't be crazy, that you can't be sexual, that you can't crave those things. You're still a human being. You're still an individual. You still want to do these things and try these things, or you may not want to try them, but your partner may want to try them. So how do you address that? And I think that's where you have to, you can't be naive. You can't be all, okay, he's going to leave me. Fuck that. If I open Pandora's box, I know I had that talk with somebody many years ago, right, when I was had a thinking of wanting to discuss these things, and they just told me, look, I've tried that before and I don't want to do it because it created Pandora's box. And there's people out there that do take advantage of a situation. So like for me, in my case, if I was to have a threesome, right, and I liked it, I want to keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it, right, and whatever it is, just keep pushing the envelope. Well, the missus may be like, well, I don't want to do this all the time. I just, you know, wanted to try because I know you wanted to do it, but I don't want to do this all the time. So I think that in that world of letting your partner exude those cravings and those things, I think there also has to be a give and take. It's always about compromise in a relationship. So I guess in the example of the threesome with a guy would be, hey, okay, we can do this maybe from time to time. You know, let's just say once or twice a year. You know, if the things is right, you know, it can't be anybody from locally. It could be, you know, when we go on our trip, you have a hall pass or whatever the case, whatever those rules are, or if you're not even comfortable with it, that's okay. But you can't not allow for that type of open dialogue to happen. You can't feel disrespected if I want to open to my best friend, to my partner about having these thoughts. Like, I'm coming to you because I care for you. I love you. And I want to share these thoughts. They may be crazy. They may not be what we thought about or even planned. And I've talked to people in open marriages and all these different dynamics within a relationship where they said, you know, I never thought like this at first. It wasn't something that I went into it thinking this way. It was something that during the course of time, shit happens. Things change. You get cravings and you just develop as a person. And that's the one thing I'm always cognizant of, that. Like, I want to keep that element of change in play. You know, you never say never. And gosh, when you have this type of success for the box office, 50 Shades Freed, man. Holy shit, man. This is like the box office it won this week. I'm just scratching my head saying like, whoa. I didn't even know there was a third one, right? So I'm not following any of this. But the one thing I did say when the first one came out and it was such a craving and you heard about ladies at work reading about it, it was like, oh shit, this is real. It's a suppression of urges that they can't have at home for whatever reason. They can't do it. They can't articulate it. So how do you handle that? Man, like I said, I think communication, being open, but people get into that pride, into that insecurity box and they can't fucking handle it. And they want somebody that thinks that way. But the reality is you have to understand we change. So you don't have to dabble in it. Like, I would be, when it comes to this, if I would try it. If I had a partner that said, look, this is something I wanted to tell you. And I just want to at least try this. It turns me on. I want to see. And it's like, well, that's not really my cup of tea. But I would try it. I would go ahead and say, okay, well, let's learn about this and see how do we go about doing this. Do we have to get with a professional? Can we watch videos? You know, whatever it is, whatever things we need to do to get up to par to making this experience an enjoyable one for you and hopefully for me. And it's not to say that I may like it. I may say, you know what? Like, it's cool. I'm happy you're happy. But I don't get anything out of it. You know, that's when you have to reassess. And then if your partner says, well, I really want to keep this going and go on, then that's where you have another discussion about what options you want to exercise. But I think closing that door shut altogether to these cravings, to these things, remember, you're in it for the long haul, guys. When you're in a relationship, you know, you can't let a sexual craving, it's so many different parts to it. You know, and people get so offended when sex, because I think with women, they feel such a violation for them when they give somebody sex. It's a wholesome experience. But for a guy, it's not. For a guy, we can have sex and move on, right? I mean, we also have double standards as men. Like, we like to feel that we can fuck around, but the woman can't do it. Like, the woman is not allowed to think that way. But it goes both ways. And you have to think along those lines. You have to be aware that those cravings are there, or they may not have been there when you got married. They may not have been there when you lived together, but guess what? They're there now. So you have to address it, and you have to, and you think something this simple, right? It's communicating. It's so common, and it's not. And I always say this, that I don't assume shit anymore with anybody that I meet. It's like, nope, you don't think like I do. That's in my mind. I'm saying, nope, you don't think like I do. So let's unroll this, unpackage this person here and see how they think, because I can't assume that they're thinking like me as far as being open-minded, being open to change, or communicating, whatever those things are in my head that I feel are contingent on having a very successful relationship. I can't think that. So, and I think cases like this, when you see a movie that exploits sexuality and women being submissive and desiring that, That's the crowds are there. They're fucking going worldwide. Oh my God. This is like, I'm just reading this shit. Trilogy tops 1 billion worldwide. I mean, this is like some Avatar shit, right? I mean, if we go look at this thing, I mean, this is like a Fast and Furious franchise, right? I mean, this is, this world, man. See, and that's the part that I just feel, these are hints for us guys to get when a woman goes crazy like this for something. And you know, women are not good about talking about sexuality out in the open, like I said earlier. So you have to look at this shit and say, okay, you know, this is, if your partner's out there running around reading books and erotic novels and all this shit, then there's something missing in your relationship that you need to address, and they don't want to communicate it with you, or you are not a person that can be communicated to, because you may get defensive, you may get hypersensitive. And I think that you have to let go of that, especially when you're established, right? I mean, I understand you don't want someone to walk all over that trust. You don't want somebody to take advantage of that. But I think that's where you set up parameters to play in a box, to say, okay, this will be okay with me, but anything outside of that, then we have big issues. And I think you can create a mutual trust and understanding if your partner says, okay, she's not giving it to me 100%, but she'll let me do 50%. So, okay, for now, you know, we'll work with that. And then who knows, later on, she may be more open to it. Later on, you may say, I want to go back, you know, to being back to normal, whatever it is. But you have to do things like that out of the norm. You have to have this ultimate trust and openness to know that at the end, no matter what you guys discuss in the sexual realm, that you have each other's back and you truly care for each other. And that's ultimately one of the biggest things that I look for in a relationship, is that if I have a girl that wants to see this fucking movie, right, and she wants to sit there and have me take notes, all right, because that's something that pleases her, okay, let me take down notes, right? All right, tell me, you know, I'll get down in the chair and just take all these notes and talk about it. We'll take some action, go from there. But then conversely, if I have some other cravings that are maybe non-vanilla in tradition, I'm gonna just say, okay, quid pro quo. We now it's my turn to get some things off my chest that I want done. Are you up for it? And it can't be no double standards. So that's you open Pandora's box. But I think it's good, because it allows for the relationship to cherish. Because again, when you're doing these things, it's not normal. When you're opening and communicating and being vulnerable and not being judged. These are things that you don't experience in any typical encounter. Everyone's reserved. Everyone just kind of stays within a certain wheelhouse, because if you do anything outside of that, you're labeled something, right? So that's where people just stay within that box. They stay within that, okay, I'm not going to ignite anything that may come across as being a fucking freak or a whore or whatever. You're nasty. Whatever those words, negative words that come, labels that people have with sexuality. And they're just so prude. I look at it, man, people are so prude. People are so naive. This shit's been going on before us. This is not something that just automatically popped up into our everyday lives. Now, because of social media, because of the access to information, now we're getting exposure to it. But this is stuff that's been going on. I'm sure if I research this, it'll probably tell me. I'm going to go ahead and research this. When did BDSM start? When does this shit start? Okay. All right. Let me see here. I'm Googling, when did BDSM start? Because I want to have an idea, the fundamentals, terminology. This shit, it doesn't. 1843. You see what I'm saying? 1843. This is like over 200 years. So, this is something that has been going on for a while, guys. It's just coming out. So don't fucking, I don't want to hear any conservatives saying that, oh my God, this is the shit that I'm talking about. This is why I don't, no, it's not. 1843. Study started in 1890, in 1913, in the 20, yeah. Yeah, this has been around. And, well, it sucks that it bothers you, but that's the reality. So this is part of our ingrained. There's so many things in our bodies and in our minds that are DNA ingrained. This is one of them. But again, I think going back to the very beginning, it's a tough deal, because women obviously want to be treated as equal, but in the bed, there seems to be a desire to be dominated. And it's kind of one of those things that you have to compartmentalize those labels, right? And I think that it's very hard, because people, they think all across the line, okay, I have to be a certain way. I have to be prude in bed. I have to be a lady at work or around people. I always have to exude this ladylike behavior, or a man exuding a gentleman behavior. But when it comes to sexuality, I'm a big proponent of just whatever you do, be crazy, be wild, but just don't go out and advertise it. You know, I don't want to see people, going around with one of those collars, right, and getting whipped in public. No, you want to do that, do it in your home. Have parties. Invite those people that are like-minded to do that. But I think that this is something that's been going on, and it's very interesting that I think we need to adhere to the masses going out here and watching this shit. It's fucking crazy.